Hi gang, Wayne McPhail here. I just had a conversation with Dale Mugford here in Hamilton, and I call it the knife conversation. You know, and it's a question of what do you want in a mobile device? Do you want a Swiss Army knife, something that in a very convenient package does everything from opening wine bottles to, you know, having a pair of tweezers or a ballpoint pen? Or do you want a set of Henkel knives in a knife block, from the very small knives that you would use to slice beans with up to the larger knives to blast through chicken bones, right? And I used to be in the Henkel knife camp that I was a real fan of and still am a fan of Donald Norman, and the notion of information appliances, of things that do one thing really well, much like Web 2.0 applications. Now, with the iPhone, I'm really more in the Swiss Army camp, Swiss Army knife camp, simply because the iPhone is a really interesting device, and other devices like it, like the Palm Pre, I think are the same kinds of things, where you have a device that is such a shapeshifter, it's so malleable because you have so few buttons on the screen, that it actually can have sort of a knife block of Henkel knives within the Swiss Army knife. So it's almost like one of the blades you switch out is a whole bunch of different blades that do a bunch of little things well, because the applications can take over the screen so well that they actually do function as very discrete Web 2.0-ish kinds of applications. So you can have, you know, the best of the Henkel knives and the Swiss Army knife all in one device. Now, there was discussion today on Buzz Out Loud. Molly Wood was raising the issue that she's sort of gotten to the point where, yeah, she used to like the Swiss Army knife solution, but now she's becoming annoyed with it and thinks she's going to become more annoyed. So for the example she gave is, so you have an iPhone that can do turn-by-turn directions in your car. What if you get a phone call? Now you got to take the call when you're supposed to be looking at the screen for your GPS information, and you get lost while you're talking on the phone, and all those kinds of trade-offs that occur when you actually have multiple applications sharing the same screen real estate. Interesting point. So I'd really like to get your feedback on where you are, whether you're sort of a Swiss Army knife person or a Henkel knife person, or you buy into this notion that you can actually create very discrete, specific purpose applications within a device like the iPhone because of the malleable shapeshifter interface that's inherent in the design of the device. So I'd love your feedback. I'm Wayne McPhail at waitandsee.com. Thanks for listening.